Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount, plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here, and one here, and one here, and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at Intuit.com/ERP.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Okay, please be seated, everybody. This is case number 2018 CA5321. NC, Jack Kowalski, etc. et al. Versus Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Starting with the plaintiffs, let's take appearances, please.
Samantha Lawrence on behalf of the plaintiffs with Nick Whitney and Greg Anderson.
Howard Hunter on behalf of All Children's Hospital with Ethan Shapiro, Pat Growells, David Hughes, and Chris Altenburn. Our corporate representative today is Dr. Richard Elliott.
Thank you. Can I see the attorneys up here, please? Let's recap on a couple of issues. First, we have circulated the draft language. Now, again, Mr. Altenburn, it's not a final. Feel free to, and you and Mr. Elliott, chop it up.
Yeah, I'm here mostly to receive this today. I will go back to my computer and work with Mr. Elliott on this and see what I can do with this. It looks close to me. I put in the language of the orders wishing I could do what you did, and I'm happy that you've done that. I think that it will make it easier for the jury, and hopefully Mr. Elliott and I can work on this, maybe have something back to you even by the end of lunch hour or so for you.
Only two things, Judge. I wanted to mostly talk to counsel about it, but I didn't get a chance to get to Mr. Elliott this morning about it, but a time period for not just the date of the order, but the time period when there was contact for someone and not contact from somebody else. One suggestion. The other one is how to deal with the ketamine order, which at some point I think needs to be addressed in there. But I'll leave that up to the appellate counsel and the court.
For when she was leaving the court, and when she was leaving court custody, or
what? Just the fact of the order itself. I'm not sure exactly how to deal with it, but I think it should be dealt with.
Yeah, we were trying to just do visitation kinds of issues with this and not.
I understand.
The only other suggestion I have, Your Honor, is that you said this is going to go back with the jury at the end as well as reading it to them. I frankly think it's complicated enough. It might be a good idea to give them a copy when you read it to them in the court, whether it's later today or tomorrow morning. But it's
talk with that concept with Mr. Elegant. I would feel much more comfortable if both sides agreed.
Sure.
And the concept, I think, is missing, and we need to also work in, and I put some brackets there, is that the parental rights were not removed.
I understand. I'll see what I can do on that.
Okay. Thank you very much on that. Now, the next issue with respect to Dr. Malik, I have gone ahead and made the rulings that was just or should be emailed in the last few minutes.
I saw that, Judge. I don't see that you ruled on our objection. There was a you should have had one objection from us. And I saw the court had a question on one of them, and I'll have to look at the deposition to answer the court's question.
Goodness, I guess I did not see yours, so...
It's just one section. I don't have it in front of me. We'll find it and send it to the court with that.
Yeah, I'm just seeing where the... where I put the deposition.
Do you have the reference?
Oh, here it is. I found it. There was a timing issue on page 89. I couldn't figure out from the context when we were talking about, and that might impact the court's.
I see that. I can't answer without looking at the deposition. And
I've got the deposition in front of me. Do you have the page in line for the
objection?
The defendant's objection. I'll just do it right now.
Can you find it?
If you don't have it, then let me move on to something else,
okay.
And then I'll come back
to
that if you find it. There was on Friday a discussion of a number of exhibits that presumably come from Beata Kowalski, and I'm pretty confident that these do come from Beata Kowalski. I know that there was a couple that journaled at a time when Maya and Dad were in Mexico and Mom was in the United States, but the language continues to be consistent, and so I'm confident these are Beata's statements. Now, I know we've had some discussions about the various admissibilities of the diagnosis of Munchausen by proxy. How I read these emails to herself, from Beata to herself, is it's a journal, essentially. It's a contemporaneous view of what was going on. And I liken this to a video in the sense that we saw videos of what was happening with Maya at various different times between 2015 and her admission to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. And so in reviewing these emails, I keep coming back to the generalized concept that it's important for the jury to see and understand the context of how Maya presented to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. That would include how she was doing, for the good or for the bad, because some of these, you know, she was having great days, and other days, not so good days. And so I liken these series of emails, these journal emails, as contemporaneous statements by Beata Kowalski, who obviously at this point is a party admission. And so I am going to let them in. Let me just go ahead and physically do that, and then I'll give you some future thoughts about the Munchausen issue. The court at this time is going to receive into evidence 3144 I think it's only one page. Court will receive 3145. I believe that's only one page. 3146. I believe that's only one page. 3147. I believe that one's one page. 3148. I believe that's two pages.
Correct.
3150, one page. 3151, one page. 3152, one page. 3155, one page. 3156, one page. 3157, one page. 3158, one page. 3159, one page. 3160, one page. 3161, one page. 3162, one page. 3164, one page. 3165, one page. 3166, one page. 3167, one page. 3170, one page. 3171, one page. 3173, one page. 3174, one page. 3175, one page. 3177, one page.
I have 3177, I have two pages listed.
I was only provided one page.
Okay.
3177.
And okay. Your Honor, 3175, I'm not sure what it is right now, but it's not on their list.
Well, it might have been.
Not sure what's going on with that one.
Well, I can show you what specifically it is here. So right now, only page one of 3177, if that is more than one page, is in. Okay. 3175, so only page one of 3177. Madam Clerk, was there more than one page on the sheet? Okay. If someone can at some point show that to me. 3178, I only have two pages for that one.
That's correct.
Madam Clerk, would it help if you saw these? They have a little number at the bottom, or are you good?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. I'll want them back after you're finished with them. See here. I think I just got an email on. This is something else. This is a reconsideration motion on counts 21 A and B, which is the intentional infliction. But have we gone going back to Dr. Malik's deposition, do we have the defendant's objection?
Just tell us right now. Page 21, line 22, to page 22, line 24.
21, line
22.
22 through 22, line what?
24. Chapter 39 was the objection.
sustain and exclude 21 lines 22 through page 22 lines 24.
Right, and we're looking at the depth of
There are some more exhibits, if we can address them, unless the court had something else.
I have now finished my homework from last night.
Okay. Perfect. You get it. All right. So, Judge,
we have some EEG video segments that we would like to admit. We can play them for Your Honor, but they're from that 48-hour EEG.
How long are they?
They're all... There's four, and they're all, 30 seconds or less.
Has the plaintiff seen them?
I don't know.
I have not. Have you seen them?
No.
Roll tape.
Okay, so we need 3085. And we'll label these 1, 2, 3, and 4, Judge.
I don't know how you designate them. How are they designated on the...
Well, they weren't. We're designating them as 30, 84, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
How do you want them designated? Is that fine? Or... The clerk says that's fine.
Okay. All right. This is the first one, Judge.
What's this one?
30,
85,
1.
And you said 3, 1, 8, 4?
No, 3, 0.
3085. I'm sorry. Can we start over? 3085.
3085.
Any? Did you play it?
Yes.
It didn't play. I didn't see it.
Okay.
It's not playing.
That's the actual video.
I don't know. We'll fix it. We'll go into the second one, Judge. 30852. That'd be it.
Any objection?
No objection.
The court will receive 3085-2.
Okay. 30853, please.
Our only comment, Your Honor, is I think there's sound with these videos, so...
Oh.
Play the sound then.
Obviously the sound there is not important, but I'm curious to know what the sound is with the nurse and Maya interacting.
Okay, well, any objection to 3085? That was 3.
No, Your Honor.
Court receives 3085-3. Let's go back and play 2 with the sound.
Just as indecipherable, but
Agreed, but okay. Still I could play.
So two, sure, two is fine. In. What's number four? Okay, court receives 3085-4.
Do you have to do something to one to fix it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll skip that for now, is what you're saying?
It's
not for the witness, isn't until this afternoon, Judge. We may have to revisit one.
Oh, so.
No, not yet.
Oh, you think you fixed it?
No.
Okay. You fixed it?
No.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
And then hold on, let me find it. 33041, can you bring that up? Probably hard to fix and put up exhibits at the same time.
34.
It's on the last page. It's just a still photo of the EEG room. Should be on page 6 of your list.
I've got so many lists. I have a list that has page 8, and it's 3240, and then the next one's 3315. So,
I don't know what to tell Your Honor. I have one that has 6 pages. But this is 3304-1.
It's quite simply a picture of the EEG room that's been referenced.
We object. It's not fair and accurate representation of the EEG room at the time. That clearly is not the setup at the time of Maya Kowalski's admission. She wasn't in a, I don't know if that's a toddler bed or what that is, but that was not the bed Maya Kowalski was in. The apparatus is unfamiliar.
And all the windows are open.
Well, Judge, it is not the bed she was in. That is accurate. But it is the room that's been referenced many times.
Well, I don't know. It does seem different than what we were just looking at. Who's going to say that this is a fair and accurate depiction of the room as it existed at the time Maya was there?
Dr. Deeves is testifying this afternoon.
Can we put up a couple of those previous videos?
Sure. 38085. You can see it's the same couch. There's the window.
Every room has that couch.
Sunlight is coming in through the window.
Can we focus on the commode and the bed, which are clearly different? And if the position is it's the same, then it's cumulative.
Much has been made about the almost to liken it to a dungeon that we've been scrolling. It's a still photo. It's from when we went through the hospital with counsel, everybody's taking photos. So it's not, they've never seen it before. They saw the room that day. And they have their own photos. The only difference is the bed.
Can I see the still photo again, please?
That was 3304.
Do you have one that doesn't have that bed in it?
I don't think we do, Judge, because it was how it was set up when we did the walkthrough of the hospital with opposing counsel.
Well,
I'll say it for.
Here's the thing. Assuming that there's going to be testimony that this is a fair and accurate depiction, then I will probably let it in. I'm not going to let it in at this point in time.
Understood.
It does look different, so I'm going to require the testimony first. You know, it does show an angle that we haven't seen, so I don't think it would be cumulative.
All right, understood, yes.
So just remember, when we do that, that we'll have to not show it to the jury. If you have a printout of it, it might just be easier, so I don't have to change.
We can print that out. Mm-hmm. Not with this side. We don't need it right now. Mm-hmm. Judge, to answer your inquiry about Dr. Malik's deposition.
Yes.
He is testifying regarding his note of 10-9-16.
So before the shelter. I go back. Look at it now.
Do you have the?
I've got it up right now.
Okay. Do you need the page reference?
I've got it. Starting on page 89, line 15.
Yes.
So this was after the first call, but before the second call. Am I correct in my time frame? Or is this after the second call, but prior to the decision to shelter?
That is unclear.
It's unclear. Okay.
We're not seeing whatever anybody else is seeing.
No, I'm just looking at it, the actual deposition.
It's explaining developments throughout the course of that day tonight. Where Dr. Malik worked at 7, essentially the morning and afternoon shift. That helps the court.
I think I'm going to sustain this one.
I think
it references too much about making reports to the hotline.
All right, so just to be clear, Judge, that's 89-15 to 90-12.
Correct. Court will sustain that designation.
All right, Judge, I understand the 9 o'clock, and our first witness is by Zoom.
And no one's here by Zoom yet.
That's not good.
Did someone ask Ms. Syback to send the link to?
Yes, sir. We confirmed they have.
Who is it going to be?
Who is it?
Who is it? It's Dr. Santana Rojas.
Who's in Orlando?
Maybe someone can make a telephone call?
Also, if I could advise the court, I inadvertently left off like 4 photos that are going to be needed.
The judge is saying no one's in the waiting room.
Well,
oh.
Sorry.
Are you using the link that we sent? They're saying they can hear and see us, and they're using the link, the webinar link that the court sent.
Well, I suspect what they are is in as a observer. What's the name again?
Santana Rojas, or Goodis. It's by, her counsel was Jeff Goodis, Your Honor. It's probably under his name.
Right. they came in not as a participant under the Zoom language, but as just a normal attendee. So Jeff Goodis. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can do something. It's not giving me the option to promote. Oh, there it goes. Promote to panelist.
He's telling me, Judge, you just use the link he was sent.
Let's see if this works. And so is the attorney on a different?
There you go.
Give me the correct spelling of the witness's name.
Dr. Ligesia. I'm hanging up, Joe.
L-I-S.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
L-I-S-G-E-L-I-E.
Last name?
Santana,
S-A-N-T-A-N-A, Cross, R-O-J-A-S. Did I get the spelling correct?
No, it's an A at the end.
A at the end of what?
For the first name.
L-I-A?
L-I-S-G-E-L-I-A. That's correct now.
Sorry about that. There we go.
Your Honor, I intend to be off-camera to the best of my end. I assume everybody would prefer that.
I can't have that one being moved. Yeah. Because it... That one can't move because it interferes. We've got issues with where the court TV needs it and where the lawyers need it. Well, now it's probably too far. Let's bring it back this way. Make sure the cord is not, it usually gets under the cord gets caught up. So use this one to flip it. Are we ready to bring in the jury?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
And are you currently in the state of Florida, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Let me go ahead and put you under oath. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you give is the truth?
Yes, I swear.
Thank you. And then is the attorney, because right now you're somewhat in the picture. So
I'll get out of the picture, Your Honor.
Thank you. Let's bring in the jury. Someone going to place the video up onto the TV? Okay. I'm sorry? Just waiting on the link.
All rise. Jurors entering.
Hey, please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Members of the jury, I want to confirm while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did not investigate this case and you did not receive any information. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you have not received any contact about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you have not seen any media reports of this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
Our next witness is... Again, by Zoom, she has already been placed under oath outside of your presence, so she will be testifying under oath. And I think we're going to put it on the screen here for you in just a moment. There we go. And Mr. Hunter, can you please call your next witness?
Our next witness is Dr. Lizgelia Santana Robles.
You may proceed.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Would you tell the jury your name, please, ma'am?
Yes, my name is Ligelia Santana Rojas.
And where are you speaking to us from, Dr. Santana Rojas?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Okay. And I said you were a doctor. Could you tell us what your occupation is and where you work?
Yes, I work at Nemours Children's Health in Orlando, Florida. I'm a pediatric anesthesiologist and also a pediatric pain manager doctor.
Okay. Could you tell the jury where you received your undergraduate and medical training?
Yes, my undergraduate and medical training were at the University of Puerto Rico School of Medicine.
And when did you get your degree there?
When?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one? 2000 was undergraduate and medical school 2004.
Okay. And then after 2004, where did you go from there?
I did a residency program at the same location, University of Puerto Rico School of Medicine in anesthesia.
All right. And then you finished that at 1 year?
2004.
Okay. And then after that residency, where did you go from there?
I did a fellowship training at Harvard, Boston Children's for pain medicine.
And what did your fellowship at Boston Children's /Harvard consist of?
My fellowship consists of pediatric pain management and adult pain management training.
Okay. And was that in connection with the operation of a clinic or a particular program for pediatric pain management?
Yeah, it was on Harvard-based Boston Children's Hospital.
Okay. When did you go to your present location at Nemours Children's Hospital?
When, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. When?
Yes. So I started at Nemours in 2013, January, to be exact.
Okay. And could you tell me what your position is at Nemours Children's Hospital?
I'm the director of pain medicine.
Okay. And what does that entail?
Well, I direct the clinic, the pain management clinic at Nemours, and I oversee everything that is related to pain management.
Okay. Okay, so the jury understands. Can you explain what your pain management clinic does and what kind of care that it renders, what kind of patients it sees?
Yes. So my clinic, it's a multidisciplinary clinic, meaning multi-specialty. We see all patients with chronic pain, meaning more than 6 months of pain, and we see every type of pain, including musculoskeletal, headache, abdominal pain, et cetera.
Okay. And does your patient population include pediatric patients with chronic regional pain syndrome?
That's correct.
And could you tell us what percentage of your patient population is afflicted with that disease or that syndrome?
I cannot give you an exact number.
Okay.
But it's not the majority. It's more rare diagnosis.
Okay. And how frequently does chronic regional pain syndrome occur in the pediatric population?
It's also rare in the pediatric population.
Okay. And do you have experience in treating that disease?
Yes, correct. For the last decade.
Okay. A little bit more. Is the clinic at Nemours one of the few in Florida that specializes in pediatric chronic pain?
That's correct. Nemours in Orlando has one of the unique pain clinics for pediatric patients.
Okay. Was there a point at which you became aware of the case involving Maya Kowalski?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, ma'am. Was there a point in time at which you became aware of the case involving Maya Kowalski, in other words, of her medical needs?
We received a phone call from an intensivist. I received a phone call from the intensivist about this patient.
Okay, could you describe for us what phone call you received and what the purpose of the call was as far as you understood?
Objection, hearsay.
Yes.
Overruled.
The phone call was from an intensivist at my institution, Nemours Children's, requesting a transfer from all children's from a patient with a diagnosis of complex regional pain syndrome.
And what was your response to that call?
My response is that I don't know this patient. I never evaluated the patient. And the call was specifically for a treatment that I don't perform. So it was intrathecal pump placement.
Okay. I was going to say, what treatment was it that you were asked to provide?
An intrathecal pump placement.
And was that treatment something that your institution provides for patients with chronic regional pain syndrome?
We do not.
Was that the extent of the call at that time?
That was the extent of the call.
Okay. And was there a subsequent communication that you had with the patient's mother, Beata Kowalski?
Yes. There was a phone call in which the mom was on the call trying to explain the patient condition and requesting again to be transferred for intrathecal pump placement.
Okay. And what was the mother's request of you in this telephone call that you had with her?
She, what I can recall is that she just mentioned that she needs an intrathecal pump placement, and if I can admit the patient and place it on her.
Okay. And do you recall the date of either of these calls, ma'am?
I don't recall it, but I have it on here. There were in October 9 was one of them, October 9 of 2016.
Okay. And would you tell, let's backtrack a little bit. Was the first call that you had on October 9th?
The first call that I had was only from the intensivist.
Okay. And was that on October 9th?
I don't recall.
Okay.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. And when did you actually wind up speaking with Mrs. Kowalski?
On a second phone encounter.
And what date was that, if you have it in your records there, or something you can refer to refresh your recollection?
Yes. I believe it was October 12, 2015.
Okay. And who was on that call, please, ma'am?
With who?
Yes, ma'am. Who was on the telephone call that you had with the mother?
I only remember the mother.
Okay. Tell us as near as you can remember what Mrs. Kowalski said to you and what you explained to her about what you could or could not do with respect to the care of her daughter.
Yes. I just remembered that she mentioned several times that her daughter suffered from complex regional pain syndrome and that she wanted her to have an intrathecal pump placement. And my response to her was that I don't provide that treatment for that condition, but I'll be happy to see her in the outpatient setting in the clinic to make an evaluation and recommendations, which for complex regional pain syndrome, we have a standard program in our clinic where we keep the patients for an average of a month, Monday to Friday, doing physical therapy, occupational therapy, and behavioral therapy every day. Okay. She, at the end of the conversation, she agreed with the treatment, and that was it for that call.
Okay. And was your program, as you just described it, was that on an outpatient basis or an inpatient basis? How would that be administered to the patient?
Yes, it's an outpatient Monday to Friday in the morning. So it would start at 9 in the morning, and it finishes around noon.
Okay. And how, I'm sorry, how long does that go for?
For an average of 4 weeks.
And would that be preceded by an evaluation of the patient's needs and what the patient's diagnosis was?
All right. So that's what I told mom. I will not actually admitting the patient for the program. I will need to evaluate the patient with my team. And in accordance to that evaluation, then we can make recommendation. And if we agree on the recommendation of the pain program as an outpatient setting, we will have her admitted at the pain program. But initially, there is an evaluation with the whole team.
Okay. And were at that point in time, were you prepared to accept Maya Kowalski into this outpatient program that you've described for us?
No. Again, I only hear about a diagnosis, but I need to make a confirmation of the diagnosis myself. And if she will be a candidate for the pain program, then we'll decide and tell the parents about a future admission to the program. But they will need an evaluation first.
Okay. So you were prepared to see her and evaluate her for the program?
I was prepared to see her and evaluate her in the clinic and make recommendations. It could be the program, or it could be medication. It could be any other type of treatment, because it's a multifactorial treatment.
Okay. That would be based on what you felt the diagnosis was?
Correct.
Okay. At that time, did you've indicated that your program involved behavioral therapy. Is that correct?
Correct.
At that time, did the Nemours Children's Hospital have an inpatient psychiatric program?
No. Okay. Not. We never had a psychiatric program since we opened.
Okay, very good. That's all I have this time, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, plaintiffs?
Nothing. No need to cross.
And members of the jury, do any of the jurors have any questions? Okay, seeing no questions, may this witness be excused.
Yes,
thank
you.
Yes.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you, Mr. Goodis.
Next witness is going to be by deposition. Do you want to leave the lights on? Do you want me to dim it?
Dim it
just a little.
Okay.
Is this fine? I'm not going to go down any further.
Y'all trying to sleep.
Mr. Hunter, please call your next witness.
Your Honor, defense calls Dr. Kelly Lowry by deposition, videotape deposition.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here, and one here, and one here, and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at Intuit.com/ERP.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here, and one here, and one here, and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at Intuit.com/ERP.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here, and one here, and one here, and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at Intuit.com/ERP.
Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here, and one here, and one here, and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at Intuit.com/ERP.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here, and one here, and one here, and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.